President Obama is again asked to support general aviation. America's top airlines score record high performance levels. And Beijing is poised to become the world's busiest airport. This is Aero News for Friday, April 13, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Alliance for Aviation Across America released a letter from Idaho Governor C.L. Butch Otter to President Obama, asking the administration to recognize the vital importance of general aviation for the economy and communities across the state of Idaho and the country. Governor Otter specifically highlighted the need to protect this industry against burdensome taxes that would harm the general aviation industry and negatively impact the economy. Governor Otter joins a growing list of state and local officials that have highlighted the need to protect general aviation. In the letter, Governor Otter points out the fundamental role GA plays in the nation's economy, particularly in rural and lightly populated areas like Idaho. General aviation supports more than 1 million jobs nationwide and needs your help now, he wrote to the president. The nation's largest airlines posted an on-time arrival rate of 86.2% in February, up from both the 74.5% on-time rate of February 2011 and from January 2012's 83.7% rate, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation's Air Travel Consumer Report, released on Thursday. The on-time arrival performance during February 2012 was the highest February percentage on record since comparable on-time data was first reported in 1995. In addition, the reporting airlines compiled a mishandled baggage rate of merely 2.64 reports per 1,000 passengers, the lowest rate for any month since carriers first reported this data in September 1987. The report does more than track on-time arrivals and lost bags. The monthly report also contains data on chronically delayed flights, flight cancellations, and the causes of flight delays filed with the Department's Bureau of Transportation Statistics by the reporting carriers. In addition, the report contains information on consumer service, disability, and discrimination complaints received by DOT's Aviation Consumer Protection Division. The report also includes reports of incidents involving pets traveling by air, as required to be filed by U.S. carriers. And speaking of airport traffic, Beijing is poised to out Atlanta as the world's busiest airport. The OAG report for April shows capacity development within Europe and North America remaining sluggish compared to the Asia, Middle East, and Latin American markets. Indicative of this trend and the economic growth pattern within China is the continuing race for the number one airport spot, which Atlanta looks set to relinquish this year to Beijing after 15 years at the top. And yet one further forecast report, this one from the Teal Group, says that unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, continue as the most dynamic growth sector of the world aerospace industry this decade. Teal Group's 2012 market study estimates that UAV spending will almost double over the next decade, from the current worldwide expenditures of $6.6 billion to $11.4 billion, totaling just over $89 billion in the next 10 years. Phil Finnegan, Teal Group's Director of Corporate Analysis and an author of the study, says, quote, UAVs have proved their value in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and will continue to be a high priority for militaries in the United States and worldwide, end quote. Strong wind may have contributed to the crash Wednesday of a U.S. Army Osprey rotorcraft that killed two U.S. Marines and injured two other U.S. soldiers south of Morocco, that according to a Moroccan government spokesman. A U.S. embassy spokesman told Reuters on Wednesday that the crash of the Bell Boeing V-22 Osprey in the southern province of Tantan is being investigated as a, quote, helicopter incident, end quote. The victims were among some 1,200 U.S. Marines, soldiers, sailors, and airmen who arrived in Morocco earlier this month for the annual African Lion joint exercise with Moroccan forces at Cape Draw on the Atlantic coast. The Army is looking to replace its fleet of 117 C-12 aircraft with something called a Future Fixed Wing Utility Aircraft. The C-12 Huron, based on a Beechcraft Super King airframe, is used by the Army for personnel transport, intelligence gathering, and reconnaissance, as well as carrying cargo. A requirements document for that program is now working in the Pentagon. When that is approved, it will allow the Army to begin an analysis of alternatives and eventually define the requirements for the program in a capabilities development document. If approved, that will then allow the Army to go out and procure the next fixed-wing utility aircraft. When Aero News continues, a new paint job for an old albatross, learning to fly by touch, and tales of the greatest generation are on tap this weekend in Florida.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, April the 13th, 2012. I'm Glenn Boyer. The Air Rescue Museum, which is restoring a Grumman HU-16 Albatross search and rescue amphibian aircraft that it plans to bring to air shows as a flying museum, has received a donation of primer and top coats for repainting the aircraft from PPG Industries. Bringing the Albatross up to flying condition was the dream of Dr. Robert Ryan, a retired U.S. Army colonel and pilot who owns the aircraft and is director of flight operations and maintenance for the Air Rescue Museum. As an Air Rescue Service pilot, his father flew Albatross airplanes, designed in the 1940s by Grumman Aircraft Engineering, the predecessor to Northrop Grumman. The museum's Albatross aircraft is constructed from what it describes as more than two airplanes, including one that was abandoned in Taiwan by former Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos. Fly This Sim, FTS, announced that their touchscreen flight simulator has been approved by the FAA as a basic aviation training device. The simulator is based on touchscreen technology, and the Touch Trainer is a significant breakthrough in flight simulator design. Touchscreens are used to replace most hardware controls with software, enabling lower cost, higher fidelity, and greater versatility. A broad range of aircraft and avionics options can be simulated on a single device, making configuration changes fast and simple. This new technology makes the Touch Trainer more affordable for flight schools and individuals. Well, the opportunity to hear personal, first-hand accounts of the men and women who lived through World War II is not to be missed. But when the stories are told in a setting that includes the aircraft they flew and fought in, well, the experience grows exponentially. Today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, Central Florida's Fantasy of Flight brings the general public the opportunity to do just that as its Legends and Legacies Symposium Series continues with Unspoken Valor, the Bomber Crews of World War II. World War II bombers including the B-25 Mitchell, the B-17 Flying Fortress, and the B-24 Liberator featured amazing strengths, but also potentially catastrophic weaknesses. Throughout the two-day symposium, several brave veterans who manned behemoth bomber aircraft share tales that only the insiders and survivors could know. The veterans will interact with guests in an open forum question-and-answer session, followed by a meet-and-greet and autograph signing sessions. Not only will guests be able to hear firsthand from these daring airmen and patriots, but they'll be able to walk through an authentic B-17 Flying Fortress and imagine what it was like to participate in a bombing mission over hostile Germany as one of the bomber's 10-member crew. Visitors will also get an up-close look at the fierce P-51 Mustang, the famous fighter escort for the B-17. Well, that's our report for this edition of Aero News. Whether in Central Florida or elsewhere this weekend, take the time to thank a veteran for their service. I'm Glenn Boyer. You're now cleared for departure.